Hey guys, it's Neon Yeko. Little later today. Had some stuff to do this morning. It's about 6:20 in the evening. Hello. Thought I would ramble a bit more today. I'm surprised people are actually listening to this. So if you are, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's weird. It's like I'm making a difference in the world, you know? but anyways, I have the microphone set on the binaural settings, so you'll have the left and the right. You'll have the left and the right. If this is too weird for you, just let me know. I can turn it off for our next ramble, but I thought it'd be a little more entertaining and a little more engaging. But we'll see how this goes. Excuse my chair, it is very squeaky, and I have to move a bit every time for each side of the mic. Today I thought I would talk about how I started writing. How many years ago? I think I was still in high school, don't tell anyone. I started out on fanfiction.net, and eventually found dokuga.com, DOKUGA. Let me look that up. Anyways, fanfiction.net is insane, or like it, at least it was back in the day. Good luck trying to find me, but I'll put a link below. My stories that I posted were for the anime Inuyasha. I have to admit, I wasn't like the fan where I would know like absolutely everything about all the characters and stuff. I just loved the Sesshomaru Kagome pairing, and I just went with that and started writing characters around that, sort of. It was a little interesting though, because the fanfiction community, I distanced myself from them. It because like you would take those characters and then create your own story, whether it's like AU, alternate universe, or in the setting of when the anime took place, which was like historical. If you haven't watched or heard of Inuyasha before, it's about this high school girl who gets thrown back in time and then meets Inuyasha, who is the other main character, and he is a half demon. And she shatters the jewel, which came out of her body, which is part of her soul. It's like really convoluted, but this went on for like how many episodes, them just looking for shards of the jewel and all that good stuff. Anyways, the characters that I liked to pair together were Kagome and Sesshomaru, which was Inuyasha's older brother. And he was in the anime, he was very like very stoic, very non-emotional. In the manga, he was a little more snarky, like a little more bad boyish or whatever. But like just taking those very brief moments from the anime and just like extrapolating that into fan fiction and developing a story around that. What was difficult being in that community was that so you would take these two ideas of characters and then make them your own, but then you would get criticism, obviously, as you would with any piece of artistic work. But like I would take it very personally of how my newly updated version of these characters would be or whatever, as would everyone else. And it's just really strange how that developed, because like within the fan fiction itself, it's almost like you had to conform to this other fan fiction character norm, and if you didn't, then you'd be called out on it almost. Which is why I never finished any of my stories. I actually started quite a few stories and I never finished any of them. One was like during the time period that the anime took place. Another one was like before the anime took place. And then the other two were like modern day settings where you would take all the characters out of what they were written for and then plop them into like the modern day universe and go from there, like an office setting or whatever. So if you're honestly, if you're looking for ideas for scripts, just get a fan fiction, pick a random one, and you'll come across like Stuck in an Elevator story or office romance or cafe romance or whatever. If you're stuck for ideas, honestly, just go there, find a show or an anime that you vaguely know the characters for, and then just go there, honestly. But yeah, I'll link my work below. The Dokuga site was specifically for the Sesshomaru Kagome pairing. I still lurk there occasionally, but not too much. And I haven't updated for like 2, 3 years almost, and I still get messages of like, please continue the story. Writing for JWA and for erotic scripts, that it was just like the next level of writing for me. Because when I started writing, I definitely wasn't 18 yet, and no one else was either, but we were all just writing about these sexual things that we didn't really know about, and it was like reading back on what I wrote and what other people are still writing. It's so cringy, and I'm sorry, it's a bit laughable, but also a bit sad at the same time. The perception of what sex is at that age, and like you can't get too explicit, or it just gets really weird. I don't know. But anyways, for fan fiction, and especially for Kagome was a character where, because she was the main character in the anime, she was written in a way that people would like emulate themselves on to her. At least I see it like that. As a girl character, I would perhaps see and relate to how she would react as a character. So writing with fan fiction, with having your audience be mostly female, you would start to write in that way and start writing to appeal to your female readers. I'm assuming most of them are female. So I got really, really good at describing internal dialogue. And I would even like differentiate the internal dialogue in the way that I would write between the two characters. So like with Kagome, I would be a bit more colloquial and like how you'd speak, and more modern in the sense of what her internal dialogue would be saying. But then for Sesshomaru being like the ice prince, quote unquote, and this emotionless whatever, like that could be applied to your stereotypical like CEO whatever, his internal dialogue was like just a tad bit more sophisticated, as was his speech as well. So, those were just small ways that I differentiated characters. And thinking of dialogue, it takes me actually quite a long time to write an entire scene. And I just imagine I leave for like a day just to think about what to do next. And I just imagine in my head that I've just left these two people in a room and they're just stuck there until I come back and figure out what they're gonna do next. It's just it's kind of funny to me. But for me, it's really important to develop your characters first and then just throw them in a situation and see what happens. Whether that character is a bit more like generalized or whatnot, you can't have a good story without having a good character. And even in the ones that I've written for GWA so far, I've taken time to set the scene first and set the relationship between the character and, well, between both characters, because I treat the listener as a character as well, even though it's more of like you have to imply what the listener would be doing or saying or whatnot, in whatever relationship that may be, but it's still a relationship. Like, the goddamn warning script that I had written that hasn't been filled yet. I'm not plugging this, I swear. But that one, it was, like you could tell in the first scene, even though it's not that long, that these two people, the man and the listener, both characters are in a relationship, and you already get that feel that they know each other. So setting the scene in that sense is really important for me before actually diving into the standard sex scenes and things like that. Like sex scenes are great. But if it's like a relationship. If you can't be honest up front, then why bother? I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it. Yeah, so that's kind of how I got started writing, and my thought process in things like that. I'll go into more detail about dialogue if I'm working on something, but this is so rambly. I completely apologize. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a great evening, and see you next time.